Nearly all of the state and territory leaders have backed a push to replace the Queen with an Australian head of state. The declaration from the Australian Republican Movement was timed for tomorrow's Australia Day celebrations and launched along with an online petition. West Australian Premier Colin Barnett was the only leader not to sign that declaration, despite identifying as a Republican. Former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has confirmed he will recontest his northern Sydney seat of Warringah at the next election. Mr Abbott made the announcement on his website, saying the decision comes after talking with family, colleagues and local Liberals. Millions of Americans have begun digging out after a massive blizzard dumped near record-breaking snow right across the country's east coast. At least 19 deaths have been blamed on the blizzard, with people dying in motor accidents, from heart attacks while shovelling snow and from hypothermia. Police in Melbourne are calling for witnesses after a hit and run left a pedestrian with life-threatening injuries. The man in his 20s was crossing Springvale Road in the city's eastern suburbs when he was struck by a black car at 9 o'clock last night. He remains in a critical condition. And a search for a kayaker who went missing at Blackwood River in Western Australia's southwest will resume at first light today. The 47-year-old woman's kayak was found abandoned on Sunday, but searchers have been unable to find her. A flood warning has been in place for the Blackwood River for several days.